I don't have a lot to say because I can't get my words together right now. But I wanted everybody to know that this is what those officers took from me. At the end of the day, they get to go home and be with their families. Gianna does not have a father. He will never see her grow up, graduate. He will never walk her down the aisle. If it's a problem she's having and she needs her dad, she does not have that anymore. I'm here for my baby. And I'm here for George because I want justice for him. I want justice for him because he was good. No matter what anybody thinks, he was good. And this is the proof that he was a good man.
Could have been me. Could have been me. Lying on the concrete, there's a knee against my neck, bleeding for my breath, bleeding for my breath. There'll be no peace.
There'll be no peace.
There'll be no peace until there's justice. Until there's justice. There'll be no peace.
There'll be no peace.
There'll be no peace until there's justice. Until there's justice. Could have been me. Could have been me, running, just running. There's a shotgun in my face, fighting just to live. The shotgun takes my place. There'll be no peace.
There'll be no peace.
There'll be no peace until there's justice. There's justice. There'll be no peace.
There'll be no peace.
There'll be no peace until there's justice. Until there's justice. Oh, there'll be no peace.
There'll be no peace.
Oh, there'll be no peace until there's justice. Justice. There'll be no peace.
There'll be no peace.
There'll be no peace until there's justice. Until there's justice.
No peace. No Patience has been your greatest tool. But now we together, you are begging us to cool. After you've been so brutal and cruel, we cannot take it much longer. Time to rise up and be stronger. Freedom feast for every fallen soldier. Judge, we are fighting for your justice all over our land. Officers should be the law keepers, but some of them behave like the night creeper. Only want to hunt us down like creatures, behaving like modern day lynchers. Do you remember the days of slavery? Mental chains we about to break down. Too much of brutal murders of brothers and sisters. We need some justice, tell me what's happening. Lifetime for them cops who stand and watch him die. Nobody was stopping it. Another black man jump. Anytime you hear police bust gunshot, that mean another black man jump. Yeah, that's why the riot can't stop. Them need to stop killing us like that. Tired of the killing, I'm tired of the police brutality, I'm tired of the shots.
Philando Castillo, Tamir Rice, Michael Brown, Walter Scott, Trevon Martin, Eric Garner, Freddie Gray, Sandra Bland, Ahmad Aubrey, George Floyd, Oscar Bartholomew.
So you know they did it. It's not war till we fight back, it's just slaughter. Time to lace up the boots and walk like warriors. In our homes, in our streets, in our neighborhoods. Can't wait till Marines in your neighborhood. We lead a people army on deck across cultures. Guerrilla soldiers calling all levels, all focus. Pick your target and your battles, we don't need martyrs. We need a squad of the bravest. artist, it's smaller, it's an artist.
From out of the amniotic violence, I get my environment, and I'm the product. Got the blood of freedom fighters flowing deep in my karate. I'm deep for my media feed, RIPs on IG, so I'm camouflaging how I grieve. My heart beating a monument on my sleeve. I'm trapped between anguish and anger like wild creatures. Daddy told me, even if you fight it, you die speechless. That's why I bring the spirit of Ali through my speakers. Power versus the people like trees and small cleavers. So we ball our fists and keep chopping till we see justice. They try to silence the movement before it started, but it's a million voices screaming through our epiglottis. From the students of Soweto to the ghettos and the projects, we gon' keep pushing the needle till we progress. When it's the soldiers,
this ain't no Malcolm versus Martin debate. Who can relate when the brothers get licks? Then the blacks shoot back and the crackers burn across his face. Got they bitches in the smash.
This is a coordinated activity happening across this nation. And so we are in a state of emergency. Black people are dying in a state of emergency. We cannot look at this as an isolated incident. The reason why buildings are burning are not just for our brother George Floyd. They're burning down because people here in Minnesota are saying to people in New York, to people in California, to people in Memphis, to people all across this nation, enough is enough.
Yeah. Right.
And we are not responsible for the mental illness that has been inflicted upon our people by the American government, institutions, and those people who are in positions of power. I don't give a damn if they burn down Target. Because Target should be on the streets with us calling for the justice that our people deserve.
Talk about it, Tamika.
Where was AutoZone at the time when Philando Castile was shot in a car, which is what they actually represent? Where were they? So if you are not coming to the people's defense,
that's right,
then don't challenge us when young people and other people who are frustrated and instigated by the people you pay. You are paying instigators to be among our people out there throwing rocks, breaking windows, and burning down buildings. And so young people are responding to that. They are enraged, and there's an easy way to stop it. Arrest the cops. Charge the cops. Charge all the cops. Not just some of them, not just here in Minneapolis. Charge them in every city across America where our people are being murdered. Charge them everywhere. That's the bottom line. Charge the cops. Do your job. Do what you say this country is supposed to be about, the land of the free for all. It has not been free for black people, and we are tired. Don't talk to us about looting. Y'all are the looters. America has looted black people. America looted the Native Americans when they first came here. So looting is what you do. We learned it from you. We learned violence from you. We learned violence from you. The violence was what we learned from you. So if you want us to do better, then damn it, you do better.
At home and around the world.
No simple reform. It really is a revolution. It really is
revolution. Let the word go forth from this time and place that the torch has been passed to a new generation.
What does it mean to rise up? To rise up.
Rise together.
For artists to make music that speaks to what's going on in the world, because we are the gatekeepers of truth. We're the ones that can speak truth to power.
The thing that we are challenged to do is to keep this movement moving. There is power in unity, and there's power in number.
To how 16 bars can become incantation. Every remix a revelation of truth. Every note a rebirth, a salvation. It's our armor in the struggle, our protection. A declaration of life, of love, and joy. That's why our rhythm is the weapon and our medicine's a song. So we listen and we love and we dance on the one.
This time and place that the torch has been passed to a new generation.
Ships at a distance have wishes of all aboard. Vocals are too far away from it to record. Baby birdies dropping bombs, beginning wars. We leave messages in the sand, they get ignored, but silence the lambs and kill a shepherd with a sword. Before the seeds can even grow, they plant a thought. It's all assured, they welcome women to a board, but don't birth a leader, birth a follower, of course.
I've been waiting for moments like this to come, baby, but the grind gets heavy, yeah.
Don't birth a leader, birth a follower, yeah, of course.
Just follow. I'm just trying to be the greatest. Girl, I'm just saying, if you give me time, we can make it.
I see the door, the light beneath the door is all I need for me to be assured. Leaders take the lead, a life's theater, the world is a stage. Don't get on it though for the applause, and make sure your presence felt when the speaker's off. Even if nobody believes it all, everything looks a little odd till it evens off. To lead the crowd or be the crowd is what defines you, and this is what it means to us. This is what it means to us. It's what defines you, and this is what it means to us. This is what it means to us. Look at what happened and how I became a captain of the path that I'm on. In the back of your mind, you think that I am just a rapper, but I am I cannot properly say the particular thing that I'm doing. But I'm focused and woken, it's nothing like being awake before dawn.
Before dawn.
Voices of real people living real lives. That is the generosity of the artist to not only act from your own creative space, but to also be a vessel for those who are not able to be heard. When kids come to you, by the time they get to you, and they've waived their Miranda rights, but they're children, how does that work?
We keep fighting that. We keep losing it on the appellate level.
Uh-huh.
We think the parents should be there.
Right.
You know, before their child makes a decision that could impact that child for a long time,
yeah,
they should be able to talk to their parents or have some input. You know, to convince a 13 or 14-year-old to waive something to a guy who's there with a gun, a taser,
mm-hmm.
and a uniform,
mm-hmm.
They're probably pretty intimidated.
Yeah, and yeah, we don't allow minors to make a lot of decisions, but we allow them to waive rights that they can't possibly comprehend.
Right. They can't sign a contract, they couldn't buy a car, but they can waive a right and talk about a crime that could put them in prison for the rest of their life.
Yeah, but how about when they're standing beside you in court, they're facing charges, they have to decide how to plead? Is that represented accurately to them? Are they fully literate around that issue?
No.
No.
When the person's up there and acknowledges to the judge they fully understand everything that's going on, you walk them out, and these are adults, you walk them out in the hallway and they go, what just happened?
Yeah.
You have to explain it because they're nervous.
Yeah.
They're in front of a judge. They got bailiffs on both sides that are armed to the teeth and they're scared to death. And, you know, you just don't process it normally as an adult, much less,
right,
far less as a child. When they come out and they say, tell me what happened in there, you go, you know, this process is flawed.
The Big Bang happened when the black balloon ignited. I feel a pain shoulder to shoulder as if I was knighted. The night turns to day and my days don't seem the brightest. It's like the itis, I wanna take a bite of what life is. If the president fuck around and piss off ISIS, bury me in blueberry bills, jewels, and ISIS. Let's connect from mind to mind. Lies are on the rise, increasing bigger size. Start to victimize when evil's idolized. Inside my battered mind, I have visions of being broke. A broken man writing words of wisdom inside these notes. Shattered and lost, chattering talk, blabbering off, grabbing a cross, telling Jesus nothing matters at all, huh? The black balloon floats, the black balloon flies. The black balloon pops, the black balloon dies. I must be the black balloon then. The children of the world always meets a doom and the earth will soon end. We all perish, all parents, all kids, all buried, cemeteries, ceremonious. Find me at my loneliest. Life is the ugliest bitch I ever mess with. But she quick to down that nut back like Nesquik. Never try to take my life, you get your chest hit. Counting paper in Nigeria till my flesh split. Any day could be our last.
Thank you.
Thank you. Amaro mebe nem no kwanu.
Oh, she long dead. She wouldn't give it up for Hannes up there, so he threw her off the boat. Did you know your mama couldn't swim? You all need to work on that. Take swimming lessons. This is how we get stereotypes.
Anansi.
You want help? Fine. Let me tell you a story. Once upon a time, a man got fucked. Now, how is that for a story? Because that's the story of black people in America. Shit, you all don't know you black yet. You think you just people. Let me be the first to tell you that you are all black. The moment these Dutch motherfuckers set foot here and decided they white, and you get to be black, and that's the nice name they call you. Let me paint a picture of what's waiting for you on the shore. You arrive in America, land of opportunity, milk and honey, and guess what? You all get to be slaves, split up, sold off, and worked to death. The lucky ones get Sunday off to sleep and fuck and make most slaves and all for what? For cotton, indigo, for a fucking purple shirt. The only good news is the tobacco your grandkids are gonna farm for free is gonna give a shitload of these white motherfuckers cancer. And I ain't even started yet. 100 years later, you're fucked. 100 years after that, fucked. 100 years after you get free, you still getting fucked out of job and shot at by police. You see what I'm saying? This guy gets it. I like him. He's getting angry. Angry is good. Angry gets shit done. You shed tears for Kumpe Nancy, and here he is telling you. You are staring down the barrel of 300 years of subjugation, racist bullshit, and heart disease. He is telling you there is one goddamn reason you shouldn't go up there right now and slit the throats of every last one of these Dutch motherfuckers and set fire to this ship.
Mana, you go me like a boko, and you need like a wo.
You already dead, asshole. At least die a sacrifice for something worthwhile. Let the motherfucker burn. Let it all. Thank you.
water being ingested by the prosecutor, the police, and the politicians, who remained silent while a steady staccato of black bodies falling like leaves in Ferguson, in Cleveland. It is autumn in America, and the world has lost its fucking mind. White cops killing on camera, forcing us to relive the constant death of our kin. A new story cracks our consciousness every day. Every day we watch viral videos become more and more numb, more and more struck dumb by the sheer gall of these cops, steady snuffing out black lives in their Made in America home movies. I am consuming these murders on repeat. The helpless bile rising angry in my chest. Public shootings documented by onlookers. Images passed around after the event. This phenomenon is black lynching 2.0. Except this time, we are spectators in our own genocide. Consuming the flesh of these murdered women and men who were never willing martyrs in any movement. Dead children of parents who now mourn them without closure, without a day in court. We are moving backwards through history. Back to the time when black mothers who lost children to white arrogance had no recourse. That shameful time that supposedly ended with Emmett Till, with Herbert Lee, with Medgar Evers, with Harriet Moore, with Malcolm X. Back then, there was no hypocrisy about the system being stacked against anyone with a smidgen of melanin staining the history of their skin. 5 decades after the Black Civil Rights Movement, and we are still not protected by the law. This is not what we voted for when we voted in our first black president. This is not what freedom fighters hoped for when they marched against segregation in Selma and Chicago and Birmingham and Montgomery. This is not the dream that Dr. Martin Luther King died for in Memphis, Tennessee. 50 years later, and race relations in America is still a fucking cauldron bubbling angry under the ugly swirl of black despair held in place by the lack of white accountability parading as a penal system in which 40% of those incarcerated come from a group which only consists of 12% of the entire fucking population. With numbers like that, what good does it do me to comply with those in uniform? Body riddled by 41 bullets for raising your hands while holding a candy bar. Shot dead at 12 for holding a toy gun in a fucking park. Strangled by an illegal chokehold for selling loose cigarettes. Arrested without cause for walking and talking while black. All this while we steady paying taxes and voting for white presidents presiding over these United States as if black death did not matter. This country continues to default on the promise of citizenship for black people. A system sworn to protect us owes us something when it fails. A system sworn to protect us owes us something when it fails. In this roll call for protection, we have to call for all black bodies. We all must be accounted for. Straight, queer, transgender, lesbian, feminist, Muslim, man, woman, immigrant, dark skin, non-binary, tall, fat, skinny, light skin, in the face of any killing or sorrow must be one. The rage we express must be one. And though we speak with 1,000 voices, we must only rise with one sound. We must call all the names of the dead. We have to say Trayvon Martin. We have to say Tamir Rice, you have to say Yvette Smith, you have to say Michael Brown, you have to say Kiwi Herring, you have to say Sean Bell, you have to say Tarika Wilson, you have to say Sandra Bland could have been any one of us. You have got to find the fortitude to keep this fight for ourselves, for our children's children. It is time you put your fucking body where you say your fucking politics lie. This is not a moment to invoke the sweet by and by. This is a moment for civil fucking disobedience. No matter what you do to our flesh or how long you wage war against this black spirit, our bodies will always remain a force of resistance to the proliferation of white supremacy. No matter where we come from, no matter how we got here, inside these brutal walls of the United States of America, white power must always meet fire when it meets us. If there is any humanity left in you, get up! Stand up! Sit in. Join a fucking protest. Pick up a fucking pen. You have to write and scream and wail and march. You have to pull down this fucking racist flag. You have to plan. You have to scheme. You have to plot your way forward. Fucking strategize. It's time to raise the roof on these motherfuckers. It's time for Americans to come to terms with the permanent fact of black bodies. You have to get used to us white people. Make a decision to do right by us. Do it willingly or unwillingly. We ain't fucking care. As for you progressive white liberals who always among us, you have got to find those words to speak to your racist white relatives you keep disowning. You better get with the fucking program, because black bodies are here to stay, because black bodies are never, ever, ever, ever going away. Oh, 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 oh.
I'm just walking, trying to get home. I ain't do nothing, just leave me alone. Lord, give me wings to fly before they shoot me down and I die. Don't let them shoot me down and I die. Whoa, 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 whoa. Put down your gun and take your hands off me. Whoa, 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 whoa. Put down your guns and take your hands off me. Officer, officer, officer. I know you're afraid like me. But look at my hands. Please don't shoot me. Whoa, 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 whoa. Put down your guns and take your hands off me. Whoa, 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 whoa. Put down your gun and take your hands off me.
American carelessness.
My name is Asada Shakur.
We have been subjected to the dehumanizing power of exploitation and racism for hundreds of years.
Based on their false accusations against me, any police officer could shoot me on sight. National and local police agencies screamed in the situation.
And in spite of the fact that they were physically completely suppressed in a physical sense, their demeanor when they entered the courtroom, that they were not for a moment going to resign themselves to that situation.
Only reflect that the racist attitude of the general power structure, and I haven't received a fair trial.
American carelessness.
This kind of thing has to not only be exposed, but has to be answered.
And in order to achieve, they'd have to be twice as good as white.
Asada Shakur.
Mm-hmm.
American carelessness.
Brings about 96, 97. A sponsored trip to Cuba. Who suggested we reach out to Asada? We did. She was gracious enough to invite us to dinner. Asada, fearless black woman, fugitive. She successfully defied the US government. She was able to exist beyond their reach, beyond the reach of American power. That's huge. So few people have done that. She remains a symbol of freedom. She's more than a mother or a wife. She's a warrior, a woman soldier, elusive, fire, alive, a legend, a mythical legend. A fearless black woman. Let us remember Leonard Peltier. Only one thing sadder than remembering you were once free, and that's forgetting that you were once free. Let us remember Mumia Abu-Jamal. Prison is a second by second assault on the soul. A day-to-day degradation of self. An oppressive steel brick umbrella that transforms seconds into hours, and hours into days. Mumia Abu-Jamal. Sada Shakur said, nobody in the world, nobody in history has ever gotten their freedom by appealing to the moral sense of the people who are oppressing them. Nobody in the world, nobody in history has ever gotten their freedom by appealing to the moral sense of the people who are oppressing them.
Pennsylvania State Correctional Institution.
This call is subject to recording and monitoring.
In the land of the so-called free, this is your host from imprisoned nation, Mumia Abu-Jamal.
Irene Renee, Crown One. Tell them, girl.
Don't matter if you're black or white. You know wrong from right.
Yes, you do.
Do you stay silent? It's to be a part of the problem. Yeah. You can't keep ignoring the boiling. Pretending you don't know why things getting hot. Let's wait
peace. Where there's no justice, don't you count on no peace.
No justice, no
where
peace.
Where there's no justice, don't you count on no peace. Babe.
No justice,
where
no peace.
No justice, don't you count on no peace.
Yeah, no justice,
where
no about
no justice, don't you count on no peace.
Gotta get along. No justice, no peace. Spread arms on the shoulders, halo on the other. Do away with facets of colorless love, one another. Expectation provoking hurt for a sister or brother. Man, can't we all just get along? Riding the king, unity is strong and division is weak. And if we multiply the love, we add it to the family. Procrastinating action is needed. My Angelou once said, facts from fundamentals. Yeah, we all bleed red. Enough said. We ain't going nowhere.
Here with me,
and me with you.
We won't settle down till we get our equal peace.
Yes.
Where there's no justice, don't you count no peace.
No justice, no
where
peace.
Where there's no justice, don't you count no peace, baby.
No justice,
where
no peace.
No justice, don't you count no peace.
No justice,
where
no peace.
No justice. Don't you count on no peace?
No, no justice, peace. No
wanna
peace.
Wanna dunk it on my hoodie?
Yeah. It's a dog on chain.
On Chucky for Lucy, yeah.
It's a dog on chain.
Wanna gun me down for a blade gun?
It's a shame.
Wanna be the outspoken one? Oh.
Racism. Some future historian will have to say that a great civilization died because it lacked the soul and commitment to make justice a reality for all men.
I'm not going nowhere. This earth is here to share.
No justice, no peace, man. No justice, no peace, man. No justice, no peace.
Ain't gonna let nobody turn us around.
You should have been downtown. The people are rising. We thought it was a lockdown. They opened the fire. Them bullets was flying. Who said it was a lockdown? Goddamn lie.
Oh my, time heals all, but you out of time now. Judge gotta watch us from the clock tower. Little tear gas cleared the whole place out. I'll be back with the hazmat for the next round. We was trying to protest and the fires broke out. Look out for the secret agents, they be planted in the crowd. Set a civil unrest, but you sleep so sound. Like you don't hear the screams when we catching beat down. Staying quiet when they're killing, but you speak loud when we ride. Got opinions coming from a place of privilege. Sicker than the COVID, how they did them on the ground. Speaking of the COVID, is it still going around? Won't you tell me about the looting? What's that really all about? Cause they throw away black lives like paper towels plus unemployment rate. What, 40 million now? Killed a man in broad day, might never see a trial. We just wanna break chains like slaves in the South. Started in the North End, but we in the downtown. Riot cops try to block, now we got a showdown. Down.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly.
You should have been downtown. The people are rising. We thought it was a lockdown. They open the fire. Them bullets are flying. Who said it was a lockdown? Goddamn lies.
Downtown, where I got popped with the rubber bullet. Trey Brown got it in my name now. I'm a shooter.
Never understand why they do it. Someone cut the channel off the news before I lose it. I ain't even tripping. If you with it, then we lootin'. Help me put this Louis in the back of Suzuki. Oh, he had to break it down so smoothly. They gon' say it's not about race, but we moving. Oh, pow, got the Trey Pound. Had to put in my name. What should you play now? Any given day, I'll be headed to the pulpit. Say a little prayer. Matter of fact, I need two of them. Ooh, won't he do it? Won't he do it? Ooh, this ain't 92, so we in the new rules. Do we got hips, so we don't lose the projects. About to hit Rodeo with my little cousin Marcus. Someone threw a whole brick in the Neiman Marcus. Help me put the whole mannequin in the charger. You should have been downtown. The people are rising. We thought it was a lockdown. They opened the fire. Them bullets were flying. Who said it was a lockdown? Goddamn lie.